Funny movies are good for your health. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Funny movies are good for your health. Blood vessels diameter increase 22% during comedies, according to a recent study. Large vessel diameters reflect the release of healthful chemicals that reduce heart attack and stroke. Well, now, isn't that interesting? Well, if we are going into this to reduce heart attack and stroke and for particular things, we sometimes will find ourselves up a tree. And the reason we're up a tree is because we're trying to make things happen. Now, we have learned over the years that a happy face and a happy attitude and a happy mind bring very wonderful results in our life. A happy attitude brings very happy responses in our body. Our body just functions better. Our body just is a happier body to live in. Now, all of us would love to have a happy body to live in. We'd love to have a happy world to live in. We'd love to have happy things go on in our world, in our circumstances, and in our life. But are we willing to pay the price for it? I oftentimes say this to our students here. Are you willing to pay the price? Well, how much does it cost? It costs completely switching from one attitude to another. Well, that's not so bad. Really? When you are angry, can you immediately switch to a happy attitude and say, ha, piffle, 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 and just sort of push it off and not pay any attention to it? Can you do that? Now, when someone picks on you and pushes your buttons and upsets you and makes you feel all uptight, can you just look at the situation and say, all right, so it is, piffle, piffle, and just brush it off and not let it have any effect on you? When someone gives you a compliment and they say, wow, you're the greatest guy in the world. You're so thoughtful, so loving, so beautiful. And do you puff up and do you get all excited inside and say, oh boy, they like me. Isn't that nice? Well, that too is just as bad as a negative one. Because what it means is somebody can say something that affects your emotions. And you say, my God, I'd be dead if I wasn't affected by somebody saying something that affects my emotions. No, you wouldn't. You see, the difference between being a happy person and being an unhappy person is a happy person chooses to look at the world and find happiness in it. The unhappy person chooses to look at the world and take what comes. C'est la vie. Whatever happens to be along. If an unhappy comment is there, or a happy comment is there, if someone does something naughty, or if somebody does something nice, then we get our emotions all into line with that. Well, what's wrong with getting our emotions in line with a happy thing, with emotional things where we are delighted by something? I'm only saying, the more that we allow ourselves to be touched by anything that happens in the outer, the less we are in control in the inner. Well, funny movies are good for your health, you say, and you say that 22% of the blood vessels open up differently and are more harmonious. Sure, that's right. That's right. Now, when a person is in a feeling of contentment, a feeling of peace, can big things come along and shake them up? No. When a person is upset, when a person is uptight, when a person is having an unhappy relationship with himself or somebody else, can somebody push their buttons? Oh boy, can they push them. They don't even have to say anything. They just look at them. They don't have to look at them. They can have just the vibrations that come in the room with an unhappy vibration. Oh, what are you so angry about? What are you so upset about? What's going on? Yeah. And right away, we get all uptight about everything. And our emotions get all out of sync. And we are no longer our own master. Well, I'm saying these things not because I want to point out that they're there or they're not there. I'm saying these things are out in the world, and they're in our own inner world too. And we can choose whether we want to be happy or whether we want to lose. It's up to us. We can make the choice of whether it's going to be somebody else's or whether it's going to be our voice. We can make the decision and know exactly with great precision what it is that's going to take place in our life. Because all the world is a world of action and reaction. All of life is a law of cause and effect. It's whatever cause is put in motion, an effect follows equal to it. And if that's what I want, then that's great. And if that's not what I want, then put a different cause in motion. Put a cause in motion for what you do want. Someone comes up to you and says, "Wow, you look great today. You look just so gorgeous." "Well, what do you mean? I didn't look gorgeous yesterday. I wasn't a happy-looking person yesterday." You know, we could take it that way. Or we could say, "Well, oh, thank you very much. Oh, I needed that. Oh, that's good. You just know how to touch me in the right way." No, you see, that's bad too. No one should ever be able to touch us. We should always be the master of who we are, always setting in our consciousness what it is that we feel is important for us. It's done unto us according to our belief. Now, what sort of belief do you want to have about yourself? What sort of attitude do you want to have about yourself? What sort of lifestyle do you want to have for yourself? What sort of friends do you want to have for yourself? What sort of world do you want to live in? It's all our choice. It's all our choice. Now, I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. When I say I like me, well, I'm saying that the world that I want to live in is a world in which I like me. A world in which harmony, peace, right action, truth, life, and goodness are all manifesting constantly, constantly, constantly. I am divine order. Huh, well, that's a joke, isn't it? You know, divine order? Who knows what divine order is? Well, nobody really. But divine order sounds good. If I say divine, I say that's something pretty good. That's something of my ultimate good, good, good. And if I say things are in divine order, then I say they are in an order that knows no judgment, that knows no possession, that knows no feeling of unhappiness or happiness. It just is. I like to train myself in the attitude of I like me. And I train myself in that attitude by saying it 100 million times a day, or more or less, you know. And I constantly tell myself how much fun it is to live in my body. And when my body has a little ache or a pain for whatever reason, I instantly say, "I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect." I instantly tell my body, "Hey, you white stem cells, you beautiful, unconditional, differentiated white stem cells, pure white stem cells." Why do I say white? I don't know. But pure stem cells, born brand new in my body every day. Go to work. Go to work. I had a little knick in my back there. Now it's gone. I'm whole and perfect. Go to work. And go wrap that little area back there so that it'll never click again. And wherever I have any little feeling of anything that's less than perfect about me, I wrap it into white stem cells and I say, "Boys, go to work." Now, you're a girl. You say, "Girls, go to work." You say, "Go to work, stem cells. Go to work, you undifferentiated guys, and have a ball being whole and perfect all the time in my body." Well, you see, with an attitude like that, when a little critic comes along, you just immediately say, "I'm whole and perfect," and it's done. And white stem cells, the beautiful undifferentiated stem cells, they know right what to do. Yes. Oh, my, yes. You see, we're in charge much more than we know. We're in charge. And, you know, if I look at the world and I see happy things, then my body is happy, my life is happy. If I look in the world and I see a beautiful tree growing up here, like I do looking out of my front window here, I see this beautiful pine tree, and it's just growing and growing and growing. And it's going straight up, and it's just a beautiful pine tree, and it's just a luscious, great green one. Now look out my back window, and here I have electrical wires and telephone wires coming to the house, and the tree is growing around those wires, sort of leaning off to the side. It says, "Hey, I don't like growing next to telephone wires and power lines. That's just not my thing." And I say, "Oh, you're a funny tree. You are just dancing according to whatever is right. And one of these days, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to dig that power line under the ground, and you won't have to bend over anymore. But I'll already be bent. Well, that's just a memory. We'll plant other trees around, and you won't even be noticed that you're bending. And that's part of it, too. Now, you add another tree down by where we used to have one of our mobile homes, our mobile homes. And the beautiful pine tree was a Christmas tree we planted about 28 years ago. And that tree was just a little old stucco thing. But for some reason, it was leaning away from the mobile home. Perhaps in the corner of the mobile home was where the power lines came in or something, but it leaned away from the mobile home. Well, as years went by, we took that mobile home away and disposed of it, and then the big place where the mobile home had been sitting now is our basketball court. We play basketball there and play games there, but the tree is still leaning. Well, now, over the 28 years, the tree trunk has gotten to be, maybe about 36 inches at least, 36 inches diameter, and it's leaning off over the road in a beautiful arc, and the tree is maybe 200 or 300 feet tall. It is just a giant of a tree, a beautiful tree, and it's leaning, and we think to ourselves, my goodness sakes, how can this handle it? Well, the septic tank and the sewer lines are right there, and it perhaps is gaining its strength and virility from all of the septic tanks and sewer lines for all the water and so forth. But it's just growing gorgeously and beautiful. It's a big, round, tufted thing. I was thinking of cutting off some branches of it. No, I'm not going to do that, because the road was going right under it. And so I moved the road away from it. I moved the road maybe 30 feet out, away from under the tree, so that when trucks went by, they wouldn't brush my tree. And my tree said, thank you, and it's so happy, and it's so good. And I look at that tree and I say, you know, for as long as you live, you'll be a beautiful leaning tree. They got the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and I wonder what kind of pizzas they make in Pisa. You know, wouldn't that be interesting to know? Oh, Herb, you're mispronouncing the name. I have fun. Don't knock me. Play the game with me. Did you ever have a pizza? I wonder if in Pisa they do have pizzas. I'm sure they do. It's in Italy, you know. I'll have to go and check sometime and ask if they have pizza there too. Next time I'm there, in May, June this year. Well, anyhow, isn't it fun? Isn't it fun to be happy all the time, and to find happy things to laugh about, to find happy things to think about. And you know, when you do that, you feel so good. I like me, I'm divine order and peace. You see, then all those things fall right into place. Yes, I'm certainly going to give my body every benefit of happiness. And I'm going to take my golden retriever Rex, and I'm going to love him and love him and love him, and he'll say, more, more, more. And that's just the way your body is and my body is. It says, more, more, more. Tell me more wonderful things about me. Whisper sweet nothings in my ear, but let them be somethings. Yes, yes, yes. This is what life's all about. And this is how wonderful each one of us is. Now, are you ready for this to be in your world? I'm ready for it to be in my world. And I'm having it in my world right now, because I am a happy, 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 happy fellow. Join me. I love you. I love you. I love you.